Jay Bambi Mobile.
WKB4CBA Mobile.
Well, they were out of gas. They're out of LP gas. So I'm having to go to a place I'm unfamiliar with. That's the Tractor Supply in Greer, out of LP gas. Imagine that.
That's not good. See, Tractor Supply, so I don't know, you might try, is this like propane or is it different than propane?
It's grill for your grill, except you if you use the propane for your grill, you probably just do a bottle exchange. But that costs about twice as much per gallon of LP as if you just go have somebody refill your bottle. And I've got one of those bigger bottles that lasts longer. They did that at Tractor Supply, and I never bothered to find another place. I didn't think they'd ever run out. But they are. There's a place called Mobile Bottle Gas Company. I think it's about 5 miles on down Wade Hampton towards Spartanburg. I'm going to see what they got.
Well, I don't know if, I know Ace Hardware has the bottles, but I don't know if they can refill your bottle. Yeah, I remember when they used to do that, but anyway, good luck. Oh, man, that can be so frustrating. Well, I have pulled in the parking lot. I have less than a minute to get out in the court, so I've got to change shoes and grab my bag and run out onto the court. But anyway, you have a good day, Dave. Good to talk to you. And I'll talk to you later. DJW KB4CBA, clear after your final.
Enjoy the match. Break a leg. Not really. Take care. I'll catch your baby on your way out if I'm still around. KB4CBA, W4DJW Mobile.
WB4ZBH. Afternoon, Dave.
PH, W4DJW. Is that David?
You got it. Hey, I was going to tell you, a couple weeks ago we talked about FT8, and I got it all set up over the weekend, but I had the most interesting challenge leading up to it.
You had success, and those challenges are how we learn. What did you learn with your challenge?
Started out pretty smoothly, and you're right, every experience is a learning experience. So I opted to go the DigiRig route, and I got the DigiRig, and I got the cables. So I got the USB cable to USB-C. The USB-C side connects into the DigiRig, and then two 3.5 millimeter jacks on the other side of the DigiRig go to the CAT and data ports on the back of the 897. Set up, and I got the CAT control tested and could manipulate the frequency on the radio from the PC, but I wasn't getting any audio in from the radio into the application. And I manipulated every window setting I could find, and I could see the DigiRig, and it was treating it like a microphone, but the microphone portion was showing no audio in. I beat my head against the PC for what seemed like forever. It was at least an hour. And I thought, there's got to be something that's doing something with this audio. So I dug a little deeper, and there was a Realtek software on the PC, and it had an option selected on it to filter background noise using AI. And what was happening was that Realtek software thought all the audio coming from the radio was, you know, errant background noise, and it was filtering every bit of it, so it wasn't making it to WSJTX.
And you out, and they were canceling your signal out. That, yep, you got to turn off all those audio enhancers.
That's quite the revelation once I found it, but up until I found it, I was like, man, what in the world is wrong here?
Say it was a mono or stereo plug issue, or you can, if you bring up the volume, the old volume tray, I know there's a new one on Windows 11, but if you bring up the old one, and you can still bring those up, they're still in the system folder, and you click on that device, you can also tell it which sound card you want to come in on, because it can come in on multiples, and sometimes that's another issue that you get into. It's there, it's just not on the sound card. You can have multiple sound card systems in a computer. Sometimes there's virtual ones, and there's just all kinds of little gotchas like that that you just got to work out. The Yaesu menus that has to be turned on to get it to do packet or whatever binary or something like that. I can't remember what they called it.
This menu option number 38 is where I found. You had to change the digital mode type. Well, I know I had to do this. I'm not sure if this is one you had. I had to set the mode to digital on the radio itself. And then in the menu, I had to go to menu option 38 and change it from RTTY to user upper. And that would do it. And, yeah, I went through the different sound cards like you mentioned. And that's where I could see the microphone for, you know, what Windows is considering a microphone was a DigiRig, and I saw no audio on it. And in WSJTX, I went and switched it to the system microphone, and the PC picked up the noise from the radio because I had the volume up on the radio, and it would decode then. And I was like, well, I know the radio's working, and I know the PC's working. It's just the issue connectivity between the PC and the radio, but it ended up being Realtek. Yeah, they thought they were doing me a favor, but they were blocking me out entirely.
Good that you take the time and you have the patience to go through debugging it and finding it like that. That's what takes so long. But then once you get that knock, that's a piece of information you get under your belt. So the next time when you run into something like that, it'll be a little bit quicker. And every time you do it, it'll be a little bit quicker because there's a blue million of those little gotchas.
I don't know if you're familiar with Bloom's taxonomy. It's a thing that teachers use for, you know, setting up curriculums. But, you know, you can consider Bloom's taxonomy as a pathway to expertise. And that's what teachers try to use it for, is to, you know, helping students become an expert. And the lowest level of Bloom's taxonomy is to remember. So you're right. So if I can lock that away and remember it, it'll be much quicker next time.
And financials for the last half of my career, and they have what's called the IFW, Information Frameworks. My application set in the middle between front-end customers and back-end databases, and we did all the translations so that they only had to learn one language on each side. And we have millions and millions of those things, too. And we made notes of them, and we passed them to new software developers when they came in, and it would help get them up to speed super, super fast. Otherwise, you know, they could spend a day on something that takes 2 minutes to do, and they'd spend a whole day. And we tell them, don't be afraid to ask questions, right? We don't want you spending 8 hours on something that just takes 2 minutes to fix.
Right, documentation is key too, and so that's why after I got everything set up there, I took screenshots and saved everything, saved all my settings so that, you know, if things get kicked out of whack, I can get back even quicker. So, but anyways, I thought I'd just fill you in and give you an update on things since we talked a couple weeks ago. But I'm pulling back into the office here, so I better run back in and finish out the rest of this day. And hope to catch you on here a little bit later. Have a good day, Dave. W4DJW from WB4ZPH.
Have the rest of your Monday. Today's the day off. The markets are closed for Washington's birthday. So I'm out running errands. WB4ZDH, W4DJW Mobile. Catch you later.